Hi, I'm Tom Arrow, and this is Shadows of Neon, a TTRPG live play using the Cyberpunk Red RPG. The cast, including Sweet, Shane, Ariel, Pear, and I, are not affiliated with R. Talsorian at this time, but we hope to someday change that. This is for mature audiences only, including sexual references, foul language, and poor comprehension of what we're doing. It should not be heard by anyone. Stay tuned every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more content.
Just for the listeners, the sniper, he just appeared in a spot where he has a very clear shot on Gus.
Now, he isn't that close either, by the way. He is actually 150 yards away.
All right, and I also think Eric's wouldn't know this yet, right? Like, he hasn't been told or anything. He doesn't know. Yeah. In that case, he's just going to shoot at this guy right next to him. Blast him with his very heavy pistol. Oh, very bad damage.
That's damage, though.
That this damage person was so hurt and the armor so terrible. Eliminated.
Nice. Shot him in the back of the head.
But on side. 4d6 and rolling a 9. That's not the best.
Yeah, but you can't be lucky in all parts. And it worked, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
The guy just facing Kit and he turned around because he realized someone was behind him. And as he did, he just got a bullet to the temple and he just dropped. Gone. Bloody mess in front of the elevator.
Do you want to move anywhere?
Yes. Here.
Okay.
So he can be the barrier between Kit and the other offensive guy. All right.
10 gallon takes a snipe shot then at Gus. 21.
It's a hit.
150 yards. DV20. Hit. No, he doesn't. Because he took a headshot. So a -8 to that. So he misses.
Oof. Fucking hell. I puckered a little bit there. A little bit.
All right, then. This one. Actually going to come on out in the hallway here and shoot at Eric's. What do you want me to use for DV?
Well, actually I have a question in regards to that, because the way I see it, he shoots, right? Eric jumps out of the way, then Kit takes a bullet to the face. Is that something I need to worry about? All right, let's block it then.
Okay, so he rolls a 13 against his DV, a 17, and misses anyway. So
good.
Gus.
Oh, shit. I grab the chair with our makeshift hostage. I start wheeling that out in this direction. In the direction towards the bathroom.
Well done, dude. Well done.
Okay, sniper.
Nico.
Don't forget to move the weird-looking wheel.
Not sure who drew that, so it's I'm not allowed to do that.
Oh,
okay. So I'm running all the way here, guys. I need the control point empty. Battle spray this guy. Bullets first.
Working on it. Sorry, just laughing because he's dragging the improvised wheelchair over and it's falling apart.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened. It wasn't meant to be moved.
Shit, get the duct tape, get the duct tape.
I've got to rescue this head because it is so Squidward-like. It is perfect.
I hit him for very little damage.
You did hit him, though. That's what counts.
Yeah. One part I want to move is the head. One part I can't move is the head. So.
Can you delete the head?
So, Nico, who'd you hit? This guy?
Guy just, yeah.
Let's see.
All I'm imagining left in that room beside the dead cop is a monitor blinking with a Squidward GIF on it.
Okay, so if so, the people don't get frustrated wondering what we're talking about with Squidward. There is a GIF that they've posted of Squidward where he looks up and he's got this beautifully handsome face. And that's what they're referring to as Squidward.
And it is beautifully handsome indeed.
All right. Kit?
Okay. Well.
Close the door. Okay.
Oh, close the door.
But it's a glass door.
Right?
Oh, good point. Never mind. Don't close the door. It doesn't matter. That was Kit's turn. She closed the glass door.
Thanks, guys. Can I go down and get my toy?
Sure can.
All right. I'll run in here, and if I have any movement left, I'll unwrap the surprise.
Okay, you unwrap the surprise. It's surprised to find inside of there a rocket launcher.
Oh. Hey, wasn't Oris ends with an rocket launcher?
Oh my god, you crushed it.
It's a tube, isn't it?
Yeah.
To take down the chopper.
A tube with a trigger.
Guys, it's a rocket launcher!
No, it's a very large potato cannon.
Bring it to me. I'll take down the chopper. And then he just, as he says that, he just blams on the guy in front of him.
Nice.
I'm just trying to find a button. Bear with me. Blam! I think that
It was a blam.
I just rolled a 24 plus 7.
On my screen, like, I can't even tell the difference. It's like nothing changes. So, okay, yeah, so that's a hit.
Yeah.
And then 16 points of damage to this guy.
I just came up with a really good idea for the developers of this module on Roll20, if they could change the color of the pop-up box depending on the player.
That'd be a fantastic idea.
That would be sweet. So hear us at roll20.net.
Do you want to move anywhere, Eric?
Yes. Yes. This way.
Okay.
So you run around the corner of the elevator and hide from the sniper to the north.
Exactly. And he also needs to pick up the rocket launcher soon. So
he's in a helicopter, so yeah, he can move fast.
Hacks.
This one's going to take a shot at Nico. 16 is a miss.
16 is a miss.
DV 17.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn close.
She's so very close.
Takes off around the corner here. Gus.
From the bathroom, you can hear a squeaky wheel. Like, he drags the chair with the makeshift hostage Squidward into the bathroom. What do we do now? There's a goddamn helicopter outside.
Wait, where's his head?
Well, he got shot. That will be my turn.
I love how they have to move like that. They're taking multiple steps. So flimsy.
Nico, your turn.
Well, okay. I'm going to move back to the port and start the net and log back in. Try to log back in.
Okay.
So do I need the password again?
Nothing's been changed, and you already brute-forced it, right? Or no?
Yes. Okay. So I want to go down a level. Oh, you said that the first thing I saw one floor down was the outside light controls?
You can get the floodlights here.
Okay. Yeah, I want to floodlight the crap out of the 10-gallon.
Okay.
And I want to go down the floor because I'm hoping for outside defense guns or something.
It doesn't appear that this has any sort of... Well, actually, Okay, so yes. But I don't think that's the next thing you would find. I think the next thing you would find would be the interior lights.
Okay, I want to turn them off, leave on the emergency lights.
Okay. So the place goes dark and you'll see it turn like nothing but the glow of the red lights of emergency signs and the dim light of the backup power.
Okay. And can I try again the Pathfinder?
Come on, 4X, you got this.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so, okay. So with your Pathfinder, then you will see the path, the next level is going to be fire alarms. The next level beyond that is security cameras. The level beyond that will be defense systems.
Okay. That was my turn.
Kit.
Nice.
Guys, want me to start all the defense systems up?
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
So I hear protect you so you can get him going, right?
Yes. Please.
All right. Can I toss the toy to the solo?
Sure can.
All right. Do I need to roll something for that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do I need to roll something for that? So grab it, hit me in the face.
Pull the trigger? No. Yeah, you catch it.
Oh, God. Straight into the bathroom.
Can I run rocket jump to the helicopter and steal it?
Calm down, Mario.
All right. Yeah, I'm just going to toss the toy to the solo then.
Okay. Actually, yeah,
solo catches it. Yes, I do.
It does.
Does it include a rocket?
Nope, sweet. It's just a tube.
Bring your own potatoes.
Is it my turn?
It's just a very dangerous didgeridoo.
Kit doesn't want to move anywhere.
Nope, I'm going to stay in the bathroom.
Okay. My hands hurt.
Eric, it's your turn.
Right. So Eric's just listening for the sound of the chopper. Does it sound any closer? Still sound far away?
Yes, it doesn't sound any closer. It sounds like the same distance, but you definitely heard it come around the building to the south side.
Okay, so he has one rocket, right? He doesn't have multiple.
Correct.
Kit!
What?
How many rockets do you have over there?
Did I open the package and find extra rockets?
No, you did not.
You got one!
One? Oh my god.
Let's see it, Prince.
It's a tube, isn't it? All
right, well, he's sniping. He's probably not going to get closer. Let's try it. I have 6 luck. Active.
Wait, one. Just before you roll, does the floodlight help the shotgun?
Like make it harder to dodge, maybe?
Yeah. So you can have a +2 on your attack.
All right. Mm-hmm. Activating the luck points as well. That's 6 luck points.
He's talking about +8 at this point.
Yep. And he's going to... He has the rocket launcher ready. He turns. He aims at the... He turns like the door and he looks through and he sees the guy in the chopper and he takes a shot with the rocket launcher.
Okay, and before you do that, he takes his shot when you peek around the corner.
Oh, bastard. I want to try to dodge it.
Okay.
This is fucking so cool. Both have the Santa Vista active, like slow motion peeking.
I want to try to dodge it if I can.
So give me the DV.
Yes, that's a reflex. That should be in here. Sorry, I'm looking. 19.
Right.
Please miss.
Yeah, and he misses because he's got a negative 80 take for a headshot.
Yes.
So he misses.
So now, like, he takes cover from the shot and he, like, instantly relocks, remembering where he was looking before, and he fires his rocket at the helicopter.
Right.
18, it misses. No! Shit.
Okay. Don't forget that you have your combat awareness things as well, right? Because you have something called the precision attack, don't you? Do you know?
Actually, I don't know. Sorry, I'm a little rusty. I apologize about that, guys. That's on me. How does that work? Should I have declared it beforehand?
But you would have. Actually, you would have put all.
You should probably should have
attacking.
How many points do you have in the?
I believe four. Let me check. Four.
Then you can only boost it by one.
Yeah, I have four.
So it would have been a 19.
Still a miss. All right. He would have used that though. I would have missed. Damn. Remember when I did that test roll before we started this up again? With hit and yeah. Damn it! I think that's my turn, right? I don't think I could do anything else.
Yep. Okay. He's gonna take another shot as you duck away.
Yeah. Let's evade again. He just tries to instantly duck away again. He still has the minus two, right?
Yes.
18.
Alright.
That's a miss.
He misses. Okay.
Shit. Sorry, guys. Are you sure there's no more rockets laying around?
She gave you a really good opportunity.
He did.
Alright. So this person that's left... and come over here so he can get a nice shot at Nico. Attacks with a assault rifle. Got a 17 versus a 16. Hits Nico for 20 points of damage.
And a crit.
God.
That's not good.
9 on the crit.
That's a torn muscle. You have minus two on melee attacks.
Oh, that's still horrible because 25 minus 10 is 15. I'm at half health. Well, below half.
So you'll be taking a negative two to stuff.
Man.
We need a plan, guys.
Actually, you know what?
God,
so this person was at half health when they took the shot. And would have only scored a 15 on the attack. So Nico takes nothing. The shot misses.
This is so nice that we're still learning. You get these good surprises, you know. It's nice.
I forgot all about that.
I'm just glad you remembered.
Okay.
Gus, your turn.
Kit, are you good at making stuff?
No, not at all.
Fuck. Where's that Japanese guy when we need him? I'm going to pull out my grapple gun. And is there a way to remove the rocket engine from the grapple gun and perhaps fashion a some sort of a homemade rocket for the rocket launcher?
They have an explosive in it?
The grapple gun specifically says the user uses an action can fire a rocket propelled grapple.
Yeah. Interesting.
So if I could just get the rocket engine from it and fashion some sort of spear or some shit.
That is interesting. I like it, dude. I like the way you think. Your brain is beautiful. I don't want to kiss it.
Not sure what you want me to roll. Basic tech, weapons tech. I mean,
yeah, do that.
I'm just going to see if tech tools increases. Nope, it's just more tools. Fuck, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to spend 8 luck points on this.
Okay.
All my luck.
Buddy.
So, A6 plus 8. That's a...
So, I would say 14? I would say 12 14? Would have been enough. Yep. So, you're good.
Nice.
Yep, and I shook that improvised rocket to Ajax. I don't know if it would work. Try it.
I'll try it. And Eric's catching the instant, like, loads it onto the rocket launcher, ready to take a shot.
Nico.
But he doesn't see.
Yeah, I'm going to take another net turn. I want to go down all the way to the level with the defense systems.
Okay. Now that one, that one you encounter a problem in.
Uh-oh.
That one is going to have, so when you get down to that level, that one is going to have some black ice waiting for you.
Oh.
Ice, baby.
I don't know a lot about black ice, but I know it's very dangerous.
At 202, you have the types of black ice, and then at 203, I think, you have the stats for all kinds.
Okay, so it's going to be a hellhound.
Ooh.
That sounds bad. Is that bad?
So that means, let's see. When you counter black ice already laying in wait in the system, you roll your interface plus any speed bonus you have active plus 1d10 versus the black ice's speed plus 1d10. If it beats your check, you suffer immediately its attack effect.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, you rolled bad.
I mean,
so we've got a total of 9.
I need to roll against it, right?
No!
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay.
So you rolled a 1 and a 4.
Yeah, I rolled a 1. but the good news. I actually have isolated the wiring on my deck. Okay. So I'm immune from the fire thingy.
From the what?
From
and
okay. Does 2d6 damage directly to the Netrunner brain unless isolated?
So since yours is insulated, what happens then? Catch. That's insulated, blah, blah, blah.
I think I take the 2d6 point of damage, but unless isolated, so I don't take the fire damage.
Okay.
That's how I understand
that. 8 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
And then it said it goes to the top of the initiative order.
It's almost like we need a medic here.
Medic!
Get well soon, Guido.
All right, so that happens on its round. You still have some actions left, right?
Yes. I want to start the... I want to start the thingy. The defense systems. To shoot everything from outside. Police cars, helicopters,
especially helicopters.
Fire everything.
Yeah. And I'll use the remaining 4 luck I have.
Okay.
Oh, no, oh. That's the wrong game. No, I rolled initiative instead. It's not the...
Oh, phew.
It's not the... Well... It's not that bad.
What is that? Is that 12 the attack?
Yeah, 12. It's not attack. It's 12 to start the to access the systems.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Net running numbers are considerably lower than other things.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Because you don't add stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely. You get control of it.
So.
All right.
Dubstep?
Kit.
Okay. So, my last action, by the way, I'm raising armor.
Okay.
Or maybe I should attack the black ice.
You're
calm. I don't know. You're the wizard over here.
Yeah, I'll raise armor because I don't think I can one-shot it.
Sounds well, like a smart call.
I don't know how to help. I'm pretty sure if I come out in the hallway, I'm going to get shot by the sniper.
Can you make more rockets somehow? We need rockets.
Let me check my gear here. I also have a grapple gun.
Yay, improvised rockets.
Okay, what did you roll for your improvised rocket?
Just remember.
I rolled weapons.
Sorry, just remember, like, Gus is right beside you. Like, if you feel like you're not that good at tech stuff, he is.
I mean, I spent all my luck to get it done. I need to roll a 10 or an 8 to get it done, so, I mean, if the DC is 12.
So, don't. Hand it off to Gus, is what I'm hearing?
I don't know. It's between you guys.
I mean, you do you, my friend. I have no idea.
What did you say you rolled again?
Weapon stick. it's under technique.
Okay.
It's your tech score, basically. What
and
you have
how
tech.
Many luck points can I put in that?
To your luck score.
All of them?
That's all
okay.
You have for.
Okay, I'm going to add 6 luck to this.
Oh my god.
It's 15.
All right. So you'll make another one.
Oh my god, we have 2 rockets. And I don't have luck anymore, so I have. Oh fuck. All right.
None of us.
So much pressure.
We're doing some fucking backyard cycling bullshit in this bathroom over here. Hey, you can't patch me that hooch.
Right?
We cooking, boy.
The hush screaming in the back. Please don't kill me. Please don't. Shut up. We're trying to focus. We're making a rocket out of a grappling hook.
We have hostage Squidward and the real hostage next to us while we're trying to build that fucking rocket
out of a grappling
chair next to you now, like boxes and computers taped to it.
Okay, can I hand him the makeshift rocket?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, you can kind of like, you know,
throw
scoot it across the floor.
Oh, definitely. Let's
something.
Like roll it across the floor to him. Just good luck.
Fucking hell! And I just picks up like, be careful. This shit is explosive. And he loads his rocket launcher. Well, it was already loaded, but he's good to go.
All right. Well, then you're up.
All right. He gets over here, and he has to peek around the corner to take a shot. So that's what he does.
All right.
So fucking jank.
Can he take the shot or does he get shot at first?
I think he can take the shot. I think the guy took a shot at you last time and then moved away. So, yeah, take your shot.
17.
Actually, it's an 18, but I believe
it needs to be
a
20, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have done considerable damage to the buildings across the street, so... There's that.
Maybe they will crash down upon him. You know. That's the tactic. He just like mows down the building so it crashes down on top of the helicopter.
Okay, here's what I forgot to tell you about before that. Ariel's gun started blasting all over the place outside. And eventually it overheated and wound down. But before it did that, it took a lot of, pushed a lot of shots into the helicopter that essentially ruined their maneuverability.
Ooh.
Which means that your attack hit.
Yes! I love these kind of surprises just because we're still figuring out the game. I love it.
So not only did you roll 27 points of damage, but you also got a critical. So that means you actually rolled 32 points of damage and whatever the critical would do. And I don't
2d6, correct? Or is it different on the chopper?
The question is, does it hit the chopper or does it hit T-bones or 10 gallons or 2.5 pints?
I think with that roll, it's only going to hit the helicopter.
Yeah, so it's just doing the... It's doing...
The 32 points
the damage. The damage, because there's no...
Do I need to roll, like, a dice as well? But it's different, because, like, I know you have to roll for, like, body parts, but this is a helicopter. Do I need to roll?
No. It's if you were to specifically aim, you would have done double damage, so you only do 27 damage.
Well, plus 5,
32. Yeah, you don't crit. Crit is not a thing on vehicles.
Sweet.
Okay, so...
Because but basically, if you do hit something, you do double damage if you aim at it.
So. Yeah, but I didn't specify that I aimed at it, right? So I have to specify what I aim at for it to do double damage. Do I understand correctly? Okay.
Yeah. You take a -8 to do the shot.
Oh, yeah, hit, yeah. Like with the snipers damage. And the headshots, the same principle. Gotcha. Yeah,
exactly. And the helicopter has 60 hit points.
I think it has.
If you're looking for a helicopter.
It has a lot less now.
And you took 32 off of it. And then, Nico, your big-ass M50 that hit it, go ahead and do... go ahead and do 66.
Just to clarify, these hits are from like the outside guns that he took over, right?
Yes. Okay.
Awesome.
So this thing is still in the air. You know, it's got black smoke trailing out from behind it that looks pretty broken, but it is still in the air, still maneuvering.
I have a question about the ice. The black ice, the Hellhound, should be the first one to act.
You're right.
Actually.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, so did I until I clicked on the window that had it open.
So it has an attack of 6. I think I just rolled a 1d10 plus 6. So 9 against you. Nico, I think you probably roll a d10 Nico. Plus your cyber skill.
Nice.
Okay, it misses you then. All right, now we're to this guy.
Yeah.
Who's going to aim his sniper rifle and see if he can't take out Nico. All right. No good.
Holy crap.
Yes. All right.
All right. This one that's left, going to take a shot at Nico. 17 against a DV of 16 is a hit. 13 points to Nico. Oh, No. Wait, same problem as last time. She still got -2, so that's only a 15, which is a miss, so no points of damage to Nico.
Nice.
So, Gus's turn.
Ah, oh, shit, there's still a copper out there. I'm going to, with the Squidward hostage decoy, I'm going to roll him and me and run towards the executive office.
Watch out for the sniper, buddy.
If I'm able, can I shoot at the cop in the executive office? Or would that be too far?
No, you can run down there and shoot him.
Yeah, but remember, I'm bringing this with where
Beagle hostage. No, that would be too much. Aw.
Well, then I roll out halfway, so I'm standing next to Ajax with him. With a squeaky
Nico,
wheel.
It's your turn. You have been dodging fire left to right.
Nico's a bloody hero. That's what he is.
I think he's muted.
Right?
He might be muted.
That man.
Oh, sorry. Now I'm good.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah, I need. Was any in any floor? Did I have control of the elevator?
No.
Okay.
Let's see. So, but you could have. I think you bypassed it to get down to the defenses here.
Oh, never mind. I need to get rid of the black ice first. So I'm going to use.
I love the description of it, by the way.
Of what?
Of the hellhound.
It's the one that screamed my name, right?
Yeah. Its eyes glow white, and fire runs it, and it ripples all over its body. It speaks in a grating, metallic voice, repeating the enemy Netrunner's name.
Is it italic voice?
Forex.
A huge black metal wolf. That's
Forex. Yeah.
Right. So, I'm rolling with the bonus of sword.
I love that you're having your own sort of small fancy adventure fighting demons with swords and armor and such. And we're fucking shooting helicopters with rocket launchers.
With improvised rockets.
So you got a 6, so you hit it.
Yes!
Yeah, so 3d6 damage. Not bad at all. It's still up, but...
Just did a lot of damage to it.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's only action number one, right?
Yeah, but I can only use program once in a turn.
You just hit the hellhound, right? The program? That's what happened?
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay. So I'm zapping it again.
This is me pretending that was for the listeners, but I also am just trying to keep trying.
He's in his own little adventure inside. Oh, come on. I mean,
and last chance.
Listeners, you should not do the drinking game when Ariel.
When he rolls
when,
bad.
Nico rolls a 1.
Because I rolled 1 every turn.
Yeah. Like, legitimately, have you rolled anything but a 1 this game, this session?
Yeah, I did.
This is a -2.
But not this time.
Like, I have a theory. It's just the universe trying to jinx you because you're too awesome for it. That's all that's going on here.
Another -2.
Right. Yeah, another.
I mean, you have done like at least 10 rolls and at least like 5 of them are ones.
Yep.
That's insane.
Kit, it's your turn.
Oh, man.
I have absolutely no idea how to help. Do you guys want me to... What do you want me to do?
Jam their radio or some shit. Can't you do that?
Can you make a little rocket?
Nope.
play some goldies over the airwaves.
Oh, I could probably do that. I could just blast the radio.
You can go here and shoot through the windows at this guy.
Okay. I'll do that then.
I don't know if it's really valid.
It's probably a bad idea, but I'm going to take a stab at it.
Well, now that is legitimately a wall. So.
Oh.
I mean,
it's a heavy pistol.
A wall has 20 hit points,
so. You can
definitely
shoot through the wall if you want. I'm not going to.
All right.
Oh, man, that was badass.
Hey, you missed the wall, I think.
I'm not a gun.
I'm assuming it's a concrete wall that's thick, so it has 25 hit points, so it's not a hole in it yet.
Okay, but you do a fair amount of blasting into the wall.
Woohoo!
Actually,
take that wall.
She critted. So yeah, it might
but,
be.
So I'm going to say you put a hole in it, and that cop's just standing there, like frozen. Like, holy shit.
That's all I got.
Eric, it's your turn.
All right. Can I use my turn to load the remaining makeshift rocket and fire it at the sniper?
Yes.
All right. Let's do that.
So you're going to need a 17 in total to hit.
17 is what we need. Mm-hmm. All right. I have no bonuses. I have no luck points left.
You have one bonus from your solo skill. You spent the 3 points of your 4 points for up as well.
I'll do that.
With the precision attack? No, you have to specifically say that with your... So for this combat...
I'm specifically saying this for this combat. I'm using my solo points. All right. So do I still need a 17 or a 16 now?
You need 16 now.
Oh, fuck you! It's a 15! God damn it!
No!
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, the Hellhound should have went. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it sort of makes sense that you miss with the improvised rocket, because that shit shouldn't be accurate.
Okay, so it only got an attack of 9 total. Well, yeah.
Ooh.
Listeners, I've managed to hold more than one.
23, it will definitely miss. Okay, and then we'll see the helicopter pull away.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that just one time? Yeah, just for my ego.
The helicopter flew off.
Oh, nice.
With the grunts, like,
that feels good. Good job. Nico, Nico, Nico.
This officer's like, no.
We still have 6 more to kill, right? Or 5 or something.
Steps out, takes a pot shot at.
I just want to say before you roll that we are at very low light now. Because I killed the lights in the floor. Right?
Oh, right, yeah, you did.
That should affect the aiming, I think.
Yeah, I believe it adds -2. So.
Yeah. So he has a -4, right?
Whoa!
Yep, with a total of 26.
Oh.
For 20 points of damage.
Ah. At least it's not a crit.
Are you alright?
Nope.
Are you down?
So 20. No, I'm not down.
Okay.
But I'm bleeding.
Gus.
Yeah, I'm rolling the last few feet or yards with the Squidward decoy
to
the executive office. And this time, I'm going to shoot him.
Get him, Gus.
What? I'm assume it's 7 to 12 yards, so
yeah.
The DV would be 15, right? But I do 10 damage.
10 damage, okay. Still kicking.
Not for long.
Nico.
I don't know why the initiative went down so badly.
Yeah.
I used to have 11, but... Okay.
You should take cover, man.
I can't escape. I can't. I can't escape without the... If I try to leave, the black eyes get free attack on me.
Oh, okay. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
You can do it, my friend. You can defeat this evil foe.
Do I get -2 to net the to interface as well because I'm bleeding that badly?
I think you get -2 to everything, don't you?
I think so as well.
Ah, then scrap it. Yeah, I'll try it, and then I'll try and leave to check out. Like, let's try. I'm using sword, so I get +1. So I'll...
For the wounded, the seriously wounded, less than half hit points rounded up,
yes.
You lose -2 to all actions.
Okay. Well, 7. Maybe I'll get lucky.
In order to hit it?
Yes.
9.
No!
Damn.
And now I'm going
try and
to...
Try and sap some time, maybe?
What?
Can you use your zap or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I'm going to use the zap.
Zap it.
Got an 11.
Wow. Wow.
Nico with a -4.
Wow.
It's a 1.
I'm going to do the check out, and he gets a free attack on me.
I think we should start an investigation into Tom and him potentially having hacked Ariel to sabotage our success in this endeavor.
9 on the attack from Harhan.
Yeah.
And another 1 from Ariel.
Yeah, another 1. Wow.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe how bad he rolled.
Yeah, dude, I just want to come over there and give you a hug. This is terrible.
Well, I'm
holy 3 crap. Points of damage.
Are you still standing at least?
3.
How much? Yeah. Luckily, my armor, which I activated last turn, soak 4. So,
ooh.
I escape.
Legend.
I escape unscathed.
Okay.
And I crawl. Literally crawl away.
Kit, your turn. You can now see a hole through a hole in the wall at this officer.
I mean, I'm going to shoot at him.
Okay.
Through my hole in the wall.
I hope the hole brings you a lot of glory.
I don't think it's going to.
It will.
That misses.
Damn
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Eric's, you're first.
Yep. Eric's shield first. Heavy pistol at the ready. He marches up straight to the guy and shoots him. Shoots at him. 16.
Okay, so that'll hit. 11 points of damage. And you kill him that time.
Whoa!
Who?
Alright.
Alright, guys, this shouldn't be everything. We've killed 4 or 5 now. There should be at least 5 more. We should regroup.
So, 4 are down. You guys can get ammo, very heavy pistols, lots of ablated armor if you need it, assault rifles.
Do they seem to carry grapple hooks?
Yeah, some of us are down grappling hooks.
They have their grapple guns, but the hooks were expended, so... I don't know how a grapple gun works. I'm just going to admit that. I have no idea. They rappelled down with a grapple gun.
Well, if they rappelled down, perhaps they didn't use the rocket charge in the gun. So I can still salvage the rocket motors.
Exactly. Well, there's 4 of them rockets. If you want to salvage them.
Yeah, well, I'm going to... chuck him on top of Squidward and Kit, it's time to cook! And wheel Squidward back into the bathroom.
Squid, why are you not helping? Squid?
Nice.
Okay, so that you guys know, you have an hour that you can prepare for the next wave.
Can we heal up? Especially our dearest 4X.
I don't think we got any meds.
No, we don't. I don't think we have meds.
Why does our medic have to be sick on a day like this?
He's not a medic anyway.
Oh shit, he's not a medic? No. Fuck.
You guys don't have a medic.
No. He's a techie. He's the one that's supposed to be the cook.
Oh shit.
Do I have to... roll to create the improvised rocket ammo if I have the time to do it?
I'm going to say yes, because you've got to improv it.
Yep. So I'm going to try and create some.
However, I will say
rocket ammo.
You're going to get a +2 because you've already done it once before. So, all right.
Yeah.
Yep. But so I rolled 15, a 13.
You will assemble.
For the.
Roll a d4. Okay, you got one, but one. Kit was helping you. And Kit, I'm going to let you just ride on the success of his roll. So roll a d4. Oh, all
right.
Woo! Okay, hey, we've been rolling all the four together.
So you have four new rockets for your rocket launcher.
I mean, that guy might be back, that sniper. He just took off. He might be back.
Or can you just shoot an officer with one? I mean, I'm assuming it doesn't have any rocket power, explosive power to it. So basically it's just a large rod. So if it continues burn, perhaps you can shoot him out the window,
yeah,
or something.
Or hit like the tail rotor or something like that, whatever the biggest target is, or the pilot.
Yeah, I was. If one of the cops were to rappel down, you shoot him in the chest with a rock, and it's like continues to go in for a little while.
That's a good idea too.
Anyhow, you have four rockets now.
All right, sweet.
I'm
just thinking about what would be good to regroup as. Like, we can't heal. Like, no one has any powers to heal, do we?
Yeah, that's a pretty significant disadvantage for sure.
I think that means we got to get 4x like out of the main combat because he took a lot of damage. We can't lose him. He's too useful.
Not even good.
Yeah,
I'm not useful anymore. Okay, I have a question, Tom. I want to try and figure out, is it safe to die in this brain dance?
Sure. You can make a check on that.
So, cybertech? Or, okay.
Ooh.
So, 15, because I have...
Yes, it is. Yep.
It's safe. Right, guys, I have a... I'm done for. This is what we do. I suggest you take the hostage to a different place. I stay here in the chair with a rocket, with a kill switch. Once the cadets get here, I kill them. Mm. I explode the room.
Yeah, good.
I bet I can get some of them.
That would be a very... Are you sure that it's not something that will kill you outside of the brain dance?
I'm pretty sure it's... it should be safe. And we just need to last... we just need to outlast them.
Sheesh, whom? I mean, that's harsh.
I don't know if I like splitting up, man. Like, it's a good plan. It could distract them, but if they kill you and then they find that it's a fake hostage, then they're all going to group on us anyway. But if you take them down...
Well, I don't really care about the heroic bit. It's all cool and all, Nico, but how do we get out of here? I'm pretty sure they got the stair covered and the elevator.
I can probably... get the elevator to work.
I mean,
there are six.
What happens if you fry yourself while you're trying to activate the elevator?
What if
you can try to climb down a couple of floors inside the elevator shaft?
I have another potential idea. What if we put the dummy, the fake hostage, into the elevator?
No.
Rig it with the explosives, and we send it down.
Hey, Squidward has done way too much for us to do this.
Aren't you emotionally attached to our dummy?
No. But he's already missing an arm.
He's not alive. You know that, right?
Yeah, but neither is this guy, and I poke the real hostage.
Right, we can make him the fake hostage and dress him up like the other fake hostage if you want. You don't think that could work? We rig up the fake hostage and see how many it takes down.
So you're saying Squidward would go out in a blaze of glory?
That's exactly what he would do. He would die for the cause.
What do you say, Squidward?
Yes, please.
That was definitely a Squidward.
Do a deception check.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely wrote, like, covered his mouth and just said that.
All right. I mean, it could be extremely good.
All right, let's see. That's going to be under social...
Or acting. It could be performance acting,
no,
if you want.
It's
whatever your highest
it's
score
persuasion.
Is.
17.
Yeah, fuck it. It's a Squidward that's going out with a blaze of glory.
You'll die a hero. A martyr. I think we should keep some rockets, though. Like, we have 4 rockets. What if we type 2 and we keep 2 in case the helicopter comes back?
Well, the thing is, we don't really have rockets.
Yeah.
We have a rocket motor with a pointy end on it. It doesn't really
go
boom.
Yeah, that's true. We could aim them at the entrance of the elevator, though, at the doors, because that's most likely where they'll be coming from. Most likely. It is a gamble.
Well, I have a really stupid idea.
I love it when you have stupid ideas. Do tell.
What if we put the 4 rocket motors on Squidward's chair instead? And have him like some sort of rocket-powered battering ram?
What if we only do 2? Because then we still have something to fire at the helicopter. We could still make him go forward if we put, like, a propellant on the left and a propellant on the right. We don't need all 4, do we?
I don't know anything about manufacturing stuff.
I think it's a good one, though. Like, tie two of the things to him, put him down the elevator. You know, the fake hostage, of course.
Okay. Okay, what are they saying on the radio?
Can I still hear what they're saying?
Yeah, so you've heard that they are regrouping. First attempt was a fail. They are reloading a 10-gallon into a new copter for another pass.
Ooh.
Tom Arrow's Shadows of Neon is growing. The company has been rebranded as Tom Arrow's Tales to feature not only regular episodes of Shadows of Neon, but also to showcase the creativity, talent, and merchandise of indie RPG creators. Look for episodes coming soon that specialize in capturing the energy of indie RPGs, starting with Shadowdark, an old-school game with modernized mechanics, now available on Kickstarter. Shadows of Neon will continue to drop every week as well. Thanks for listening.